Hello, and welcome to year four of Ready for the Right Guy. I'm your host, Michelle Marchant Johnson, and I'm so thrilled that you're here with us at the beginning of 2017, because my intention with this series is to help inspire you to have the love and relationship that you've always dreamed of with your right guy. And I'm so thrilled and pleased to have you here and also to partner with some of my very favorite love, dating, and relationship experts. And my guests today are very special guests. They have been on all 4 years of Ready for the Right Guy, and we've still just barely touched the very tip of the iceberg of all that they have to share. But they're back by popular demand, and so I'd like to welcome back Laura and Johnny Fernandez. Welcome, my friends.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having us. We're so excited to be here today.
Definitely. Thanks so much for having us.
So thrilled to have you back. So before we get started, I know that many of the women in our audience are very familiar with you and your wonderful work in the world, but I'd like to share just a little brief bio about you for those that may not be as familiar with you. So Dr. Laura Fernandez and Johnny Fernandez are a soulmate couple whose mission is to empower single conscious women through their relationships. Dr. Laura and Johnny teach that when a woman owns her own power, speaks her truth about herself and her life, and has healthy beliefs and behaviors around relationships, then soulmate love becomes her destiny. I think that's so beautiful. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. Women from all of the world learn with Johnny and Laura through their deeply transformational and life-changing courses and programs that help women live the life of their dreams with their soulmate by their side. They have personally worked with more than 1,000 women over the past 11 years, and their yearly Love Breakthrough Weekend attracts conscious women from all over the world to the San Francisco Bay Area of California. They have been married for over 15 years, soon to be 16. When's the anniversary, by the way?
January 2nd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
And live in a small town in the Bay Area with their independent and creative daughter, Isabel, and sweet dog, Bean. So happy to have you back. And it's anniversary time for you and a new beginning for all of us here in January of 2017. And we're going to talk about a really important topic today. Our discussion is going to be centered around this concept of men of quality and the fact that they do exist.
Yes, they do.
Absolutely.
And so I think it's going to be really fun to have this conversation and also to talk about some of the ways that women can prepare themselves to receive soulmate love. Before we really get into the main content, though, I would love it if the two of you would share a little bit more about yourselves personally, about your own journey to love and how you found each other, because I think you're a beautiful example of what we're saying is possible for women out there. And then also just tell us a little bit more about how you found your way into doing this wonderful work that you do in the world.
Love to talk about this.
Yeah.
So if you had told me 20 years ago that I was going to be coaching women to find their soulmate and that I was going to be doing it with my soulmate, I would not have believed you, because I was a chiropractor and that was my vision for my life, to be a chiropractor. And but finding my soulmate and really finding the man of my dreams, that was intentional. That was after a failed marriage and a serial monogamy and lots of heartbreak and lots. I made every mistake in the book. So for those of you who are watching, if you've made mistakes, don't worry about it. You're in good company. So my journey to finding Johnny was an intentional journey after all of that heartbreak and all of those mistakes. And I remember at one point, after one particularly painful breakup, I was, you know how after breakup you just go get in your bed and you're in the fetal position and you're just crying your eyes out. That was where I was at. And I made this really, really powerful decision at the time. I was in so much pain that I was going to find my soulmate, or I was either going to find my soulmate or I was going to be, you know, a cat lady. You know what I mean? Like the cat lady who just has the cats and loves on her cats and is just going to be content with that. Because there's like a spectrum there. So there's the soulmate, right? And then there's cat lady. And they're in between. I had already experienced all that in between. So I was going to go to one end or the other of that spectrum. And I was really, really intentional from that point on. I got myself some support. I got a coach, a love coach. And I dedicated myself to really excavating and doing the inner work for myself to find out about my beliefs and behaviors around men and around my beliefs and behaviors about myself and my beliefs and behaviors around relationships in general, and really looking at that, and with the help of my love coach and with a commitment to the inner work, to that spiritual and personal development work with a focus, not just general. That's great, you know, general personal development. That's really good. But it was personal development that is focused, really clearly focused around finding, first of all, becoming my own soulmate, like falling in love with myself, and then falling in love with my life. And then from that point, falling in love with my soulmate, finding my Mr. Right. And so that's a kind of trajectory that I was on, very intentional. And within just a few years of doing that work, I manifested Johnny and we fell madly in love, and here we are. Yeah. 16 years later, or over 16 years later at this point.
Yeah.
And
sometimes people ask, like, well, what, but how exactly did you meet? And the short answer was we met online, match.com. But there was something special about Laura that drew me in. And that's the work that we do with our clients, is to put yourself in such an energetic vibration, but also have such an understanding of who you are. And like Laura said, loving yourself, loving your life, so that your actions don't reveal your old stuff. Because a lot of people online, they meet online, they meet in person, their actions, like in their head and in their heart, they're ready for love. But no, they're not really ready for love. And their actions, their behaviors are evidence of, oh, you haven't gotten over your stuff. And so why would I want to walk into a relationship with someone who's not really ready for that? Who's not really ready for a real relationship. You're still banging the drum about how wrong the past guys were and stuff like that, you know? So Laura's like drawing in power was so powerful. She didn't even have a picture. I was falling in love with her. I didn't even know what she looked like. We were talking on the phone. I didn't know what she looked like. And so that's the power of the stuff that we do. And at this point now, this is we're into our 12th year of working with women and doing this. And this is what we see, is that when you do this, when you take that intentional journey, when you allow yourself to recognize that you've got a lot of good stuff going on in your life, but, you know, this area of your life isn't going the way you want it to. And you say, hey, I could use a little help here. And then you actually do something with that. Things can really change, because just a small change can have you end up in a totally different place. Like if you're here and if you go like this way, but look, if you just change that way, you end up in a totally different place. And so that's why these small shifts with intentionality and commitment really can make a big difference. And so my journey was not quite as intentional. And this is, we can talk later about why that would, like, the feminine power versus the masculine power. And so mine wasn't quite that intentional, but I moved from New York to California because I knew that it was time for me to make a change in my life. I was divorced. I had relationships that didn't work out. And I realized, hey, I'm always at the scene of the crime, not an actual crime. But, I'm always at the scene of the crime. I'm always there. So maybe this has something to do with me. That's like a big light bulb moment. Maybe this has something to do with me. And yes, I was with the wrong person. And yes, you've been with the wrong guys. And yes, they've done bad things. But if you're always at the scene of the crime, maybe it has something to do with you. And that was a realization that I had. And so moving out to California was part of my really just looking at myself. Again, not quite as intentional and with as much focus as Laura did, but definitely just looking at myself and then being open to you know, what she was, who she was and what she was about. And what was the other question you asked? Like how we got started or something?
Yeah. So after this wonderful event of the two of you meeting and finding each other, how did you come to do the work you now do in the world? So how did Laura go from being a chiropractor, and Johnny, I believe you were practicing law or doing something with your law degree at that time, maybe, yeah?
No, I was actually teaching. Okay. I left the law long before. So I was actually using law to create curriculum for students. I did it in New York for a school, and I created the academic curriculum that was the centerpiece of the school. And then I came out to California and basically did the same thing. I was director of leadership development at a leadership high school. And so I was used to creating curriculum. And that's relevant just because what was happening was Laura's a chiropractor. And so she was creating a wellness practice, a full wellness practice. And I was in the office helping her out. And basically I left teaching to work with her because I was like, I'm in love with this woman and I want to be with her all the time. And she was starting a new practice and we our daughter was just born, and it was like, and she was like, hey, could use a little help here. And I was like, great. I get to be around you more. That's awesome. So, so we're in the office and the practice is growing and doing really well. And Laura's an amazing practitioner, very caring, and really gave people great results, or patients great results. But what was happening was, the patients, who are mostly women, started asking her, like, hey, you're together with this guy all the time, and you talk about him so great, and you're so clearly so in love. Like, how did you find this guy? And or versions like that, right? Mm-hmm. And she said, well, I was very conscious and intentional about attracting the right man for me. He's my soulmate. And their heads would tilt, and they'd say, really? Tell me about that. Mm-hmm. And she would, and then she'd go, okay, let's go back to your chiropractic care. And then the next time in, they'd say, tell me more about that. And then she'd tell them more, and then, okay, let's go back to your chiropractic care. Well, this went on and on and on. And then she had girlfriends of hers who would ask her the same question, but they're their friends. One woman even invited herself over to dinner and then brought a notebook and put it on the dinner table and started taking notes of what Laura was saying. And we're like, are we having dinner or just like a class going on here? And so she, by the way, met her soulmate, and they're still together today, and they got two kids and stuff like that. So I started to wonder, I put my teaching hat on, and I started to wonder, like, is this just like Laura's little special magical journey, or is this something that other people have done? And so I started to research and talk to other couples and just read about other couples. And when someone, especially when someone didn't just like luck into it at age 18, you know, but when they like were intentional about it, what did they do? And what I realized was that there was actually a path that they took. And we kind of spoke to it there, fall in love with yourself, fall in love with your life, find the right man to fall in love with you. And change your beliefs and behaviors around yourself, about men, about relationships. There's a path that they took, sometimes intentional, and sometimes people just lucked into it. Those people were more rare, but sometimes they just lucked into it. But mostly it was an intentional thing, even if they didn't have like a love coach or mentor or something like that. And so with so many questions coming to Laura, and I was kind of getting a little antsy sitting behind a desk. I'd always been creating curriculum and teaching and stuff like that. We said, why don't we just do a little workshop here in the chiropractic office? Just move the tables and everything aside and just have a little workshop. We only got like 12 chairs, but, you know, that's what we'll do. So we made a little flyer. You know, we're going to have a workshop about love, essentially so you can stop asking questions and focus on your chiropractic care. And there was more than 12 people. And they were like, I'll just stand. And we're like, we don't even have a seat for you. And they're like, I'll just stand. And so then they were standing, and then we said, you know, in a few months, we'll do maybe a longer one. It was a 3-day thing. They loved it. They were like, I've never heard this before. And I've never actually heard from a man and a woman. And I've never heard the male point of view and all this stuff. And I said, you know, in a few months, we'll do like a, maybe a longer one. And they're like, a few months? What? We want this now. Anyway, long story short, we did a full day within a week of that evening workshop. And then it was just more and more people wanted more stuff. And I love creating curriculum. I love teaching. I love just when Laura gets enthusiastic about something, you know, she's like, this is great. Every woman should know this. And so we just started doing that. And for like a crazy year and a half, we had the chiropractic office, and then we were doing full on weekend workshops. And then Laura retired from chiropractic, and then we just dedicated ourselves fully to this. And I continued doing research and creating a curriculum for the path that basically Laura did. But now at this point, it's lots of other women have done it. There's, you know, clients of ours who same thing, married, babies, all that good stuff. And they started out right where Laura was and right where you may be right now. Like they thought, maybe I don't have what it takes. Like maybe I'm just, something's wrong with me. And I just don't have what it takes to be in a long-term relationship because I keep having these, you know, messed up relationships. Or maybe like my picker is off, you know, the guys who I pick are just wrong and my picker is like permanently broken. Or, you know, maybe all the guys out there are just knuckleheads and all the good ones are already taken and stuff like that. And we really help women basically get their power back to like, nah, it's none of those things. You can actually, it is all those things, but you can actually change that. So.
Yeah, so I thank you both for sharing that. I just want to reemphasize and piggyback into a couple of things that you both said there that really stood out for me. One was, Laura, when you said that you created an intentional path mm-hmm. to attracting soulmate love, that really resonated with me because I also did the same thing in my own life to attract my own husband. But I think for a lot of women, excuse me, when they hear the word intentional, it feels a little scary to them because they sometimes equate that with like desperate. And there's a huge distinction, of course. And so I just wanted to mention that because Johnny and Laura are going to share some of the things that you can do that are intentional because we all believe, I know we share this belief, that you can be doing a lot of the right things on the outside, but if you don't have some of the things inside resolved and handled, or at least on the way to being handled, if you're not in that place of growth and self-awareness, that can block all of the things that you're doing on the right, on the outside, and you can self-sabotage in a lot of ways. So that's one thing that just stood out for me. And then I wanted to also just say that as you listen to what Johnny and Laura say, they are not only a living, breathing example of what's possible, but what Johnny said is so true when he said that it's not like you're out there doing everything wrong, but so much of the area that we work in is an area of what I like to call nuance. There are small little things that you can shift, whether it be a belief or whether it be a way of showing up or whether it be an action or whether it is creating an intentional plan that inspires you. There are so many little things that you can do that these minor shifts can literally transform what is possible in your love life. So I love that you brought that out, Johnny, and gave the example of, you know, if you just shift like this far, I'm not doing the finger thing very well, but you can get the idea. It can make a huge difference on your trajectory and can really propel you forward. And because we are all wanting to share this message of hope, I just wanted to reemphasize those points.
Yeah, it's so important to remember that, like the thing that I said, there are some people that just luck into it. They're 20 years old, they meet somebody fabulous, and that's great. But like, that's kind of like some people get rich by playing the lottery or winning a lot of money in Vegas. Like that's true. Some people do. But do we really want that to be like our financial plan? You know, like what's your plan for your future? I'm going to go to Vegas every weekend and play the slots and, you know, hope that I get lucky. This is an area that research shows is the number one determinant of your happiness in your entire life. Is your primary romantic relationship. How much money you make, where you live, even your health is secondary to your primary romantic relationship. So this is the area that deserves the most attention, the most investment of time, energy, resources, because if your goal in life is to be happy and feel fulfilled, this is the leverage point. Be with the right person and, you know, the economy goes up and down, your business goes up and down, your health goes up and down, whatever. We all have real challenges in life. But when you're with the right person, you know, the highs are a little higher and the lows have like a little cushion. And the research bears this out. This isn't just an opinion thing. The number one determinant of people's happiness or not happiness in life is their relationship. And so you talked about like this feeling of feeling desperate. It's actually the opposite. It's just being smart.
Yeah.
It's just being smart. It's just like we said, your car will work better if you change the oil every 3,000 miles. You're not desperate to have the best car in the world. You're just smart to change the oil every 3,000 miles if that's what the experts recommend so that the thing will work right. Well, if you want your life to work right, this is the area to change the oil, upgrade the oil, whatever the thing is, because whatever is going on in your past, that can be changed. And a lot of times people come to us, they say, I've made a lot of mistakes. I think it may be too late for me. You know, like I want to have a family. Maybe it's too late to have a biological family. Or maybe it's just too late because I've just screwed up so much. And the evidence is the contrary. Once you take this area of your life seriously, once you up your investment of time, energy, and resources in it, you can change your past experiences into just a past experience and not the determinant of your future. But the time to do something about it is now. Like here we are in the beginning of the new year. You can make this year the year that you get so much more serious about your love life in a powerful way, not in a desperate way, in a smart way. Like, hey, I'm going to do the things that work. Because, you know, I want it to work for me. I want my car to run. I want my life to work in a way. And this is the big leverage point for your happiness and fulfillment in life is your love life.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And that felt very inspiring as you were sharing that, Johnny. And I'm sure that it will for so many of the women that are listening. I want to acknowledge, though, those women that may have their inner cynic screaming in their heads right now, because I know I've been there. Laura, I know you've been there. And I know we talk to women that are feeling discouraged. And I think the holiday season can feel like, you know, single awareness season. It can be one of those times of year where it can be a poignant reminder that maybe another year has passed without you having the soulmate love that you desired. And there can be a perception that I've tried everything, or some of the beliefs you mentioned, Johnny, that might be coming up, or there are no good men out there in my city, state, town, country. I know we've all talked to women, no matter where they live, that have that belief system going on. So I wonder if we can just ask you to address a little bit of this inner cynic voice that may be going on, because I really do want to support women to getting along that path to possibility.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for this question. I think this is how I felt too. There was times when, you know, I'd get together with my other single girlfriends, and we'd go out to dinner and we'd get a glass of wine and we'd start complaining about, and complaining with evidence. Like we had evidence that we were right, complaining that there just weren't enough good men left in our area, in our city. And
in the Bay Area.
We live in the Bay Area, and, you know, we had this very, very strong belief with evidence that there's just not enough single heterosexual men who are emotionally available and ready for commitment. We had all this evidence to support it. We were definitely collecting evidence to support it, mm-hmm. by getting together and talking about it. And, you know, And that was coming from a good place because there's something about women getting together and, you know, so we want to commiserate a little bit and vent a little bit and the latest breakup and, oh, he did this and he didn't call. What does it mean that he didn't call? Or he called and he left this quick message. What does that mean? So we were trying to, you know, analyze all these things. And so I remember those days. I remember feeling cynical. And I remember also.
And by the way, it doesn't feel cynical.
Right. Yeah, at the moment it felt real. Right. It felt like I'm being real. Yeah. I'm being real. This is the reality of my situation. There's just not enough good men left in my area. And there's just not enough good quality men left in the world. There's just, they're all taken or they just don't exist anymore. They're not raised anymore. But I remember at one dinner that I had with a dear girlfriend who was single, and we were doing the inner work. We were just starting to do the inner work together to support. We were supporting each other and doing this shift in our beliefs and behaviors around men and relationships. And I started in on my old line of talking about there's just not enough men. And not enough good men. And she said, she stopped me very lovingly, but very firmly. And she said, you know, Laura, I think that what I'm learning is that we create our reality by what we talk about, what we focus on. And, you know, I was like, you know, you're right. I know that. I know that. Like, this is what I've been taught, right? And she said, so why don't we focus on what we want instead of what we don't want? Mm-hmm. And that shift in our conversation helped us both move forward in a powerful way, along with the support and the guidance of, she had a love coach as well. Along with that support, we were able to start to shift our conversations because our conversations were creating our reality. It just kept feeding into a reality of there's just not enough good men. There's just not enough good men. They don't make them anymore that way, that kind of thing. And
I was out there.
And you were out there. Yeah. And her husband, her future husband was out there. And I met Johnny and she met her now husband within a month of each other. I met Johnny and then a month later she met her husband and they've been together and they have two amazing daughters and we're friends with them and stuff like that. So to speak to that cynical voice that feels like reality, why don't you who are listening, you're looking at that as your reality. That's the way it has been. But you know what? The point of power is in the present moment. And your present moment is right now and right here. And you're here. You're watching all these experts. You're learning from Michelle and all the amazing experts that she's brought on. And so now you can shift. This is the new year. Take the energy of this new year and shift. Just be willing to shift. And again, like Johnny was saying, it's just a tiny shift. It doesn't have to be a huge one. It's just a tiny shift. Your perceptions about whether or not there's good men, enough good men around. And the truth is you only need one. You only need one good man. And I'm going to tell you, and this is what Johnny and I teach in our, like we have a video series we'll talk about later, but we teach this, that there is plenty of good men to go around. We have proof, okay? We know a lot of them. And Michelle, I know you know a lot of them, and you have a lot of good quality men as your husband, and then also the people in your circle. So we know there's a lot of good quality men around. We have proof. And so if you're just willing, you who are watching this, if you're just willing to take the energy of all these experts that Michelle has compiled together here to help you and take the energy of the new year, you can shift your perception and just be willing to have us be right on this. Just be willing to say, you know, Laura and Johnny, okay, Michelle, you guys say that there's these good men around. I'm going to choose to believe you instead of the voice in my head. And even if you kind of stumble in that, I'm going to tell you that can be a major powerful shift in how this year plays out.
Mm-hmm. Because what we want this year for you is probably what you want, which is you want to make this a life-changing year. I doubt that you're showing up here to this wonderful video telesummit and thinking, oh, I'll just do more of the same, more of the same. I hope you're not doing that. I hope you're really looking for a way forward, you know? And that way forward is, like we've talked about, in that moment when you decide that, because like when we talk about whether there are good men out there, I wanna first of all agree with you, there are a lot of knuckleheads. There are a lot of knuckleheads.
Yeah.
And let's say that your whole life is a room full of 20 single guys, right? That's all the single guys in your life. 15 of them are knuckleheads, not emotionally mature, players, you know, not like grown men, you know, boys that they're like playing and looking for mommy and stuff like that. So 15 of them are just knuckleheads in some way, shape, or form.
You know
what I mean? You know, ladies, right? You know what I'm talking about.
That's why Laura gets it.
Which is why Laura and I are both laughing.
Yeah, I know.
Knuckleheads is probably a very kind term.
Yes. So 15 out of 20 are that. Three of them are good guys. Maybe a good guy for you, maybe not. But they're good guys. And two of them are amazing. Absolutely amazing. What are you going to see? Who are you going to be attracted to? And who's going to be attracted to you? That's all on you. Because the evidence is absolutely, factually, nobody can argue. Most of the guys here are knuckleheads. Nobody would argue with that. Three of them are only okay, right? Or okay, maybe, I don't know. But two, small percentage, two. That's twice as many husbands as you're looking for. So there's an abundance, right? You know? And so
not only is he handsome and amazing, but he's really funny.
So this idea of taking back your power can be life-changing. And the key is to make it this year, like right now. This first quarter of the year, this is the ending of winter and the beginning of spring. Perfect time to not only set new intentions, but put yourself on a path for something else. Put yourself on a path for a change. Because if you would have known what to do, you would have done it at the end of 2015, going into 16. You would have done it at the end of 2014, going into 15. If you would have known what to do, that doesn't make you bad. That just makes you like, oh, okay, this is an area that I haven't focused on. And there may be some things out there that I don't know. Like I had a shoulder injury from playing racquetball, and I swore it was one problem with the shoulder. I swore it was getting more and more painful. It was just like it stopped me from playing racquetball. I swore that this was the problem. I go to a doctor, I get an MRI, I get an exam. They're asking me to do things that I never did. And they're like, oh, no, it's not that at all. It's this other thing. I was like, who knew? I didn't know. Well, you know what? In reality, and so now, and then I rehabbed and I did different things specifically because that particular doctor and the specialist that were brought in to help me knew more about my shoulder. It's my shoulder. They knew more about my shoulder than I did. Mm-hmm. The same thing is happening in your love life. You're doing things that you're completely unaware of that are totally tanking your possibility of finding love. You just don't know what it is. It's your life. Nobody's arguing with it. Nobody's saying you have to be somebody different, right? I didn't have to go get a new shoulder. But there's some things that you're doing that are tanking the possibility that you will ever find love. So why not go to the specialist to find out, what am I doing that I'm unaware of? You know, because that doesn't make you a bad person. It just makes you a human being. And we all have areas of our life where we're just like, well, I'm not getting the results that I want. And one of them we've already talked about quite a bit is the belief that there's no good men out there. But when you look at that example I gave you of the 20 men, there's two in that room of 20, twice as many as you know. So let's start focusing there. And also just that there's experts that know more. Like I went to the doctor, they know more about my shoulder and my life than I did. So go to the experts and be able to be coachable, you know? Like don't be so wedded to being right about how there's not enough good men in the Bay Area. we work with a lot of women from all over the world, but we have a lot in like in the Bay Area, in LA, in San Diego, in Orange County, in each of those areas, there are specific things that the women there say that are factually true, but not the whole truth. It's true that if you're in an area with a high percentage of gay men, for example, that there's less straight men available. That's true. But again, out of those 15 guys, some of them, they're not knuckleheads. They're just gay. So what are you focusing on? So that's really the thing to be looking at is how can I take my power back and how can I just do the like, hey, little help here. And then follow the guidance of the experts that you're saying, hey, I'd love for you to help. So whoever you connect with, see what you can learn from them, because chances are the road that you want to travel, they have already helped people travel. Like at this point, we've worked with thousands of women from all walks of life, all over the world, you know, in their late 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, our oldest client was 76. So whatever is going on, women who had abuse, divorce, just, you know, not dated, all kinds of things. And the chances are the problem or issue that you're dealing with, someone here has dealt with. And that is a benefit to you. And the other idea is like change the idea that you have to change like who you are in order to find a man. That's completely disempowering. And I have a personal drive to help women make better decisions in their life, because I know from my personal life the implications across the board when a woman is not in her power and makes decisions from a place of weakness, from a place of, well, this is what I can get. Because when I was growing up, my mother, who I love and I am so grateful for everything she did for us growing up, but her choices in men were not good. So when my mother and father divorced, she was attracted to my stepfather, who was abusive. So I grew up in a family of domestic violence. And so, you know, whether it's standing out in the cold all night or going to the emergency room, I knew the impact of when a woman, good heart, meaning well, just makes really bad choices and then continues making those really bad choices. It affects the kids. It affects people around you. And so I want you to make better choices. That's my commitment to you from a personal level. And then now, because we've seen the impact that it can have, it's so beautiful to see. But I know that no matter what bad choices you've made in the past, you can make better choices. You just need to know how. And that's what we help people with. That's what Michelle helps you with. That's what probably every expert here can help you with. And you want to actually see, how can I make better choices? What are the things that I'm doing unconsciously that are tanking my possibility of ever finding love? And get curious, because it's great news that there's some stuff that you don't know, because now there's room for improvement, right?
Well, yeah, and it's so empowering too, because when you recognize that it's not just all in the hands of fate, or it's just not all the fault of your stars not lining up quite right, it's a really empowering thing to know that there are conscious, intentional actions that you can take to create that possibility in your life. And I think your shoulder example is a perfect example, because I think we all have blind spots in our lives. We look at ourselves every day in the mirror. We look at ourselves figuratively every day, and we think we see everything, but we don't. Mm-hmm. And I know for myself, I had to get some support in order to move through some of the things that had been blocking me. And I had been self-sabotaging my own love life for years, shooting myself in the foot. So many times it's a wonder I can walk. And I didn't see it, though. I didn't see the self-sabotaging beliefs that Laura was talking about, or the behaviors. I didn't see those things until I got that support. And then, like you talked about, with just some small changes and some small tweaks, some of this seeming very nuanced, it made a huge difference in what was possible for me. So I just want to echo what you're saying there. And I know our time's going quickly, but I want to also have you, you've spoken a little bit here about a woman owning her own power. And I'm really passionate about saying I echo what you've just talked about. But I also want to have you talk to a little bit about the other couple of things that we shared in your introduction that you said make soulmate love a woman's destiny. So the next one, I think, is speaking her truth. So what do you mean by that, and why is that so important?
So to make, first of all, I just want to say that everything that we teach in all of our video series that we offer, in our telecourses, in our workshops and our programs that we offer women, because we work extensively with women, exclusively with women, everything that we teach is based on some foundational principles. And these are spiritual, these are universal spiritual principles. So they're not religious, but they're universal spiritual principles. They're based on principles that all spiritual beliefs, all philosophies can basically support. And one of them is we believe that we live in a benevolent universe, that there is a higher power, and you can call that higher power whatever you'd like. We honor that. We honor all paths to that higher power. And we believe that that higher power loves us and wants the best for us. And I think having that, I get tears in my eyes thinking about it, because I think that if you know that you have that higher power that loves you and wants the best for you, if you really can own that and accept that, you know, again, you don't have to be religious about it. But if you can own that, then I think that from that place, you can believe that there's something more for you, and that you can believe that soulmate love is your birthright. And that's another foundational principle, that we all have this birthright that has been given to us, that we are deserving of love. No matter how many mistakes and how many screw-ups we have done, we are deserving of love. And so what that means is soulmate love is your birthright. It's there for you. But like any birthright, you can only get it if you claim it, right? It's there for you. It's out there. You know, the universe has given that birthright to you. But you need to know how to get it, how to take it. And if you know that your higher power loves you, and you know that there is a... that it's your birthright, and that you are willing to do whatever it takes to claim that birthright, then it can be yours. But you have to understand that soulmate love may be your birthright, but it's not necessarily your destiny, because your birthright and your destiny are two totally different things. Your birthright is there for you, holding it out on this, like it's a silver platter for you to take, and your destiny is about the actions that it takes to make it. To make that birthright yours, to take it in for you. And so when we talk about standing in your power and speaking your truth, to me, speaking your truth is allowing yourself to believe that there is a higher power, and that there is more for you in this life, and that you are going to go for it. You're going to go for it. Like you go, like most of you who are watching, I'm sure at one point you have a career or a business, and you're going for it in some way. So with that kind of, and you've put attention, maybe you've gone to college. So you've gone for it, right? To get that degree, you went for it. And you made it a high priority. You didn't just show up at college and expect the degree to fall on your lap. You showed up. And so owning your truth, claiming your power, is about continuing to go for it. So even if you failed the test in the past, well, you get help from your professor or a tutor. So consider us your professors. Consider us your tutors in this Love 101, 201, 301, in this course, in this journey of University of Love. Consider us that and go for it. Like, have that energy. It's a fresh new year. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to make it a high priority for me in my life. And that's speaking truth. That, to me, that's how speaking truth. You may have something to add to that. Well, I think it's very powerful.
Yeah, and speaking your truth about what you really want. Because a lot of times we don't speak our truth about what we want because we're afraid we can't get it.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
And so, so do something about that. The fear that you can't have it, set yourself up to win instead of setting yourself up to have more of the same. And so speaking the truth about what's important to you. Do you want to have a family? Be honest about that. Mm-hmm. Now, how you do that in the context of the relationship exploration dance and dating, how you do that, certainly there are some nuances that you're going to want to learn about so that you don't, you know, meeting some guy and be like, hello, and I'm looking to get married and have a family and, you know, stuff like that. Here's my soulmate list and, you know, things like that. So there are things not to do around that, but speaking your truth to yourself and to those close to you who will be supportive of you is critical. Like all of our programs, there's always a community component because we're social beings as human beings. And I don't want to get too wonky about the educational reasons behind it, but we learn better in community because we are hardwired to value community. Women especially learn better in community. And the way schooling is set up is like, you know, don't look at your neighbor's paper, do this on your own. It's completely anti-feminine, anti-collaborative. And the way we teach is designed for the way women's brains works, the way we human beings work, which is I like collaboration. I actually like being in community. You know, I like connecting with others and I learn from others. And so, you know, if you don't have a community of people who will be like, that's awesome. You know, go for that. I'm totally in your corner. Well, then, you know, maybe time to find a new community that will be supportive and uplifting and like, go for it, go for your dreams. Because then things will start to unfold for you. You'll start to see the action of one of those foundational principles that Laura mentioned. We live in a loving and benevolent universe. And so if you wanted to be an astronaut and you didn't think it was possible, then you wouldn't notice the astronaut that lives in your neighborhood who could help you. You wouldn't notice a course on how to be an astronaut because you're not looking for that because you don't think it's possible, right? So going back to my shoulder thing, I just was suffering with the shoulder pain and beating myself up about why can't I just like push through it and make it happen and, you know, stuff like that. And so I was beating myself up because it was stuff I didn't know, right? And so that's where you want to recognize there may be some stuff I don't know. And if I'm around people that are like, oh no, that's just going to be like that forever. Well, shoot, maybe I need to be around some new people because whatever it is that's going on can be changed. Now, can I become an NBA basketball player? No, I'm 51 years old. I'm not 7 feet. I'm not going to be an NBA basketball player. So there are some limitations of matter. But can you find love in your life? Absolutely. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what you've experienced in the past. And you don't have to make it harder on yourself by trying to do it all alone. Like maybe if I went on YouTube, I could probably have found some stuff about my shoulder, but that would have taken a ton of time, would have been nerve-wracking because I wouldn't really be sure if I was doing the right thing or making it worse. And I wouldn't have anybody there to give me specific guidance about my particular situation. And so I finally, after going around and around and around and around, went to an expert and did that. So that's where like speaking your truth really comes into play, where you're actually saying what you want. And if you feel shaky about wanting it because you don't feel like you can get it, do something about that so that you can actually make it more likely to happen than less.
Yeah, I think there is real power in speaking out loud what it is that you most deeply desire in your life, and particularly in this area of love, and then being open to receive the abundance of the universe that is available to us that Laura was speaking about, and trusting that there is a reason that that deep desire is in your heart.
Yes. And I can jump in here just for a minute. Desire means of the Father, meaning of Spirit, of God, of the universe. So that's why we have that desire. Like, I don't have a desire to be a race car driver. That's just not in my heart. But I did have a desire to be a husband, a father, things like that. So that was in me, and then it's up to me to bring it out. So if you have a desire to be with your soulmate, that's placed in you, and it's up to you to do something with that. But it's already there. You just got to bring it out.
Yeah, I believe it's placed there for a reason, and I don't believe it's just to torment us through our entire lives.
Yeah.
And that's why I think the principles we've been talking about are so powerful, owning your power, speaking your truth, and having healthy beliefs centered around relationships. And then if you can do that in a supportive environment, in community, and with mentorship, it can make you... it can open up the possibility for you to move through whatever blocks or obstacles or challenges or limiting beliefs or things that you've been doing without even realizing to self-sabotage your love life. It can help remove those things and get them out of the way so that you can have the kind of love that you deeply desire in your heart. And I believe that is a really important self-honoring way to live. I believe that that's something that all women should honor if they have that desire in their heart. I'm sure you've heard this before, but I think it's really important to be in touch with and honor what you deeply want and understand the reasons why that's so important to you. Because a lot of times they say if the why is strong enough, the how will show up. Mm-hmm. But you have to be willing to engage in the how. And that's where this whole piece comes in getting support or mentorship in whatever way makes sense for you comes in.
Absolutely. And the thing to know is that nothing is going to change in your life if you're comfortable. So it's going to be a little uncomfortable. It doesn't have to be painful. You don't have to suffer or anything like that. But it's going to be a little uncomfortable while you work for change in your love life. So just be willing to have it a little bit, be a little bit uncomfortable, but you'll grow through it.
Yeah. Yeah. Any type of growth is, it creates a little bit of discomfort mm-hmm. while we're in the, we call them growing pains, right?
For, yes.
Right. Yeah. And then like the beliefs about relationships and about men and stuff like that are important. Like one of the basic ones to shift, there's different levels of changing your beliefs about relationships. Like there are some people that believe that nobody has soulmate love, like it's all BS and they're not really that in love and stuff like that. Well, that's a place to shift and change. Like some people do have soulmate love. And then another level is like, some people have great relationships. I could have a great relationship. You may not believe that you will, but just that you could, just that it's in the realm of possibility that you could, that right there is a shift that you can decide to take on right now. And I know we're wrapping up, but I just want to encourage you to take the time to write out, why is this year going to be your year? Why are you so committed for 2017 to be your year for love? Because when you do that, you then open your eyes to see what's available to help you move forward. That could be a conversation, that could be a course, that could be a program, that could be any number of things that will help you move forward. And then don't look to do the least you can do. It's like getting in shape. Like, I wish I could just sit on the couch and watch basketball and then get in great shape. And I've been trying that for years and it doesn't work. So you've got to, you know, realize like the least thing I could do is probably going to keep you as close to where you are right now as, you know, like closer to where you are right now. So look for what's the most I could do, you know, like what is the biggest thing that the gold platinum level commitment of time, energy, and resources so that I can move forward. If you really want to make this your year for love, if you're fine with the trajectory of I'll do a little step and then, you know, a little step and then 10 years later, I'll have a breakthrough. If you're fine with that time frame, then don't try to do the most you could do. But if you really want to make this your year for love, look at why you want to make this your year for love, and then look for ways to like move yourself forward, even if, like Laura said, and like you said, Michelle, even if it's a little uncomfortable. Doesn't have to be painful, but a little uncomfortable. And on the other side of that is amazing breakthroughs and amazing recovery and an amazing new life. Like, you really don't have to be, this could be the last January that you start your new year as a single person. Mm-hmm. It could be, but it's not going to be like by falling out the sky. You're going to have to do something to go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've really loved what we've talked about today, and I know that it's inspired and helped so many women. And I want them to be able to stay connected with you so that they can learn more about your work and what you have to offer. And I know you have a wonderful free gift, and I would love for you to share a little bit about that. Before we do, though, just I want to mention to everyone, you can get Johnny and Laura's free gift by clicking on the link right underneath this audio or video that you're listening from, and it'll be available throughout the event, but make sure you get it now because you don't want to miss out. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, sure. So we have a video teaching series about men of quality that is featuring interviews with men of quality. And a lot of them are actually husbands or fiancés of our clients. And we just talk to them. It's really great conversations with these guys, just good quality guys, no movie stars or anything like that, just good quality guys that that were looking for love. And they were the two out of the room of 20. Right. And for those women of their room of 20, they were the one of the two, and they were able to attract them. So I'm giving you the view from the men's point of view of like, what's that like, but also like how men think. And Laura and I have been married over 16 years and I worked with all these women. And there's still times where she's surprised that I think this way because apparently we think differently about stuff. Go figure, right? And there's things that I see her and I'm like, what would, I don't get it. And so, you know, hearing from, if you, you know, a lot of times if there's no men around in the conversation, you may miss out on men's point of view. And this is a great opportunity to get some men's point of view. And it's a video teaching series. So we're teaching you stuff. We've got a worksheet for you to follow along and actually learn and do your best to give it your all, give it your full attention. Like, don't just, you know, they're only available for a limited time. So watch all the videos, you know, that seems simple, right? But if you really want to get the A, do what the A students do. And what the A students do is they complete a class. Like, this is like a class. It's solely free for your people, Michelle, but complete the class. Right? Do all the videos and learn the stuff. So the Men of Quality Do Exist helps you shift your beliefs about men and relationships and what's possible for you. When you walk out of that, listening to that or participating in that video series, you'll have that shift. You'll also have new insights into men that I guarantee you, some of the things the guy said when Laura looked at it, she was like, what, really? I'm like, yeah, really. Now this is just guys talking to each other. And it's like, well, of course, but you know, but a lot of times what we see is that because women are only talking to women, they don't get these conversations. They don't hear these things. And this is an opportunity to just kind of join in on guys. And again, not the 15 knucklehead guys, just really good guys. So it's totally free. And we hope that you'll click on the link that Michelle gives you and join us if you want to learn more about how men think and specifically how quality men who were open to and excited about getting married, starting a family, all those things, how they think and what attracted them about their wives or in some cases fiancés. It's really apparently fascinating. I think it's fascinating and I think it's a lot of fun. So, yeah,
I'm excited about this. And I, again, want to encourage everyone to, take advantage of this generous offer because by opting in right now with your name and email address for Johnny and Laura's free gift, you will get right in the front of the line for this series. As soon as they're released, you'll have priority access. So that's a really generous offer. And I know that the work that Laura and Johnny put out into the world is very high quality. And so I'm very thrilled to be able to recommend them and their work and this their free gift. And so I hope you'll take advantage of that. So Johnny and Laura, I want to thank you both for generously sharing and for being here with me today. You're like such lovely people and very dear to me. And I just love you both and feel so blessed that you're back with me again for year four. And I would love to let you just have a chance to just each share a brief parting thought or a little piece of wisdom before we wrap up today.
Great. Wonderful. Well, what I want to say is, if you who are watching this, if you are, number one, still breathing, and I think you are, and if you still have, even if it's a small little hope or a little dream in your heart for soulmate love, for finding your Mr. Right, if you have that within you, then it is there for you. It is. It's just a matter of you really doing the preparatory work to be able to accept it. And it doesn't have to be a huge shift, a huge change. It doesn't have to be this big thing. It can actually be these small little shifts. It may be a little bit uncomfortable, but it's possible for you, because if you're still breathing, there's somebody out there for you. If you're still wanting it, if you still have that desire in your heart, I promise you, from my heart to yours, that there is somebody out there for you if you still want it.
Yeah, and you know, I want to say that when Laura was doing, I mentioned about the Man of Quality videos. If you've seen them in the past, you haven't seen these because they're new and improved this year. We've actually added some stuff, and it's really cool. But when Laura was doing the inner work to attract me in, to draw me in, I was out there. Right? It's not like I was living on another planet or unborn or something like that. I was out there and I was looking for her. Now, I might not have been, as I said, as intentional as her, but I was looking for her, not her only younger, not her only 10 pounds lighter, not her only blah, blah, blah. I was looking for her. And so what I want to leave you with is your guy is out there. And when you go to sleep at night and you think about you really want to be a happy and fulfilled, not that you're not happy and fulfilled now. I just want to get that. Happy and fulfilled in a different way. A happy and fulfilled partner or wife in a relationship. And when you go to sleep, like wishing that that was the case, instead of going to bed alone and waking up alone, he's going to bed the same way. That's the thing that you really got to get. He's saying, oh, I wish I could meet this woman who, and then he'll describe you. Not you 10 years younger, not you 10 pounds lighter. He's going to describe you. And he's going to talk to his guy friends. You'll hear me talk about this in the video. He'll talk to his guy friends about you, but he doesn't know it's you. So each of us has our role, and your role right now is to help you guys get together, because you'll be happier. He'll be happier. And the world will be a better place if people were in love and you know, not the opposite.
Right. Well, thank you so much to both of you. I really appreciate it. And I also want to acknowledge and appreciate all of you out there, all of the women that are participating in this series, because this is a compliment to you that you are dedicated to your own self-growth and development, and that you are honoring that deep desire that has been in your heart for soulmate love. Along with Johnny and Laura's free gift right underneath this video, I also want to invite you to also scroll down on the page and take a look at the VIP upgrade packages. We have both a gold and a platinum package, both of which include all of the video and audio recordings of the event, plus some really additional some additional wonderful bonuses to help support you on your journey to love in 2017. So check those out too, and I hope you'll join us for more of the series. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.